Everyone is talking about Jesus' revolution. Witness the untold origin story.
Our country is a dark and divided place, but now there's hope and it's spreading.
Of the last spiritual awakening in American history.
This is your home, and I want you to tell all your friends about it.
Jesus' Revolution, starring Jonathan Rumi and Kelsey Grammer. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Jesus' Revolution, only in theaters now.
Did you know color is vital to your health? Now, I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
I've been in show business my entire life. I know when someone's an actor or an actress. And I'd hear Balance of Nature being advertised, and I just thought, these are real people out there. And they seem to just be really telling the truth about this product that they love. So I started using Balance of Nature, and immediately I started seeing results. And I went, oh my gosh, this works. I literally called up the founder, and I said, I've never done this before in my life. I want to tell people about Balance of Nature. I want it to do for them what it's done for me.
Join Kathy Lee Gifford and thousands of people worldwide on a journey to better health. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KLG.
From the studio that brought you The Chosen,
Abraham.
The Lord came to me last night.
A story that transcends thousands of years.
Take now your son and go to the land of Moriah and there offer him.
Lord.
His only son. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Spend this Easter with his only son. Go to hisonlysonmovie.com to get your tickets. Only in theaters now.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Coming up on the big week-ending edition, we've got a very foreign policy-focused show today. General Keith Kellogg and Governor Mike Huckabee will weigh in on some things going on with China and Taiwan. Jim Carafano exposing a very important anti-Semitism work that's underway in the Boston area. And Bethany Mandel will be here. She continues her best-selling book tour.
Kevin McCullough.
something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog.
He's come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Yeah, he's playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us on St. Patty's Day, as the McCullough family would often be very excited about this. When I was growing up, I remember the two or three times I forgot to wear something green to school on that day. And I thought the holiday was just all about getting pinched when I was little. Fortunately, it's much richer than that. Of course, St. Patrick himself, an amazing human being that meant so much to the country of Ireland. Talk a little bit more about that as we go along. But I'm glad to have a great lineup of guests today. We've got coming up Jim Carafano from the Heritage Foundation. We've got Governor Mike Huckabee and Bethany Mandel. Can I say best-selling author now, Bethany Mandel? She and Carol Markowitz absolutely tearing it up on the bestsellers circuit right now. But we start with former General Keith Kellogg, who is the former National Security Advisor to President Trump, and he's co-chair of the American First Policy Institute Center for American Security. And man, has there never been a bigger reason to have that particular center in existence than the days we live in right now. General, welcome back to Kevin McCullough. It's good to have you.
Hey, Kevin, thanks for having me, and happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, to you as well. We were talking before the show, and you've got some Irish roots, and you traced them all the way to Ellis Island.
Yeah, they go back. On my mom's side, they were all Irish. My grandfather, Costello, came over on the boat in 1907 because he was the fifth child in his family in Ireland. And, of course, they never passed anything down to the fifth child. It was usually to the first child. And it was kind of interesting because he came over on the boat at 14 years old, when moved his way to San Francisco and became an incredible builder and became very, very wealthy, primarily because he tried to get a loan very quickly from the Bank of Italy, and they wouldn't loan him any money because he was Irish, so he had to go to the Bank of Hibernia, promised that the Bank of Italy would buy him out one day, and he went to a guy called A.P. Giannini and said, I'm going to keep buying your stock till I buy you out. He never did that, but he got rich because A.P. Giannini and the Bank of Italy became Bank of America, so he became exceptionally wealthy on Bank of America stock, and they kind of turned around and passed that over to us.
That's quite a story. Well, happy St. Patty's Day to you. All right, let's talk a little bit about the day job. Everybody has now seen the drone footage. And I just, as full disclosure, my brother-in-law is an F-18 Super Hornet guy. And in fact, he leads a unit currently, and they've done a few tours, and he's really experienced. I'm asking him all about this last night. And I said, this doesn't happen by accident, does it? I mean, these guys, and he said, actually, the Russians are kind of stupid and kind of showboaty, and they probably didn't mean to hit the propeller, but they certainly were doing what they call a bulldog maneuver. And I'm curious, General, why do they do that? What was this all about? Is it just a big manhood contest over the Black Sea or what?
Well, I think what they're doing, they're sending a message, Kevin, and that they're trying to say, you know, we have predominance here and we're not going to let you into this Black Sea area, even you're in international waters. And here's my frustration. Look, what happened today kind of adds to the frustration is what Russia did just today. They awarded both of those pilots on those aircraft medals and, you know, doing a good job. So that's going to, because of our limited response or tepid response, all that means is this is going to continue to happen. And what I said the other day to somebody was, look, here's what you need to do. It's pretty simple. You know, the Reaper, in fact, all UAVs, but the Reaper vehicle aircraft, you can actually put AIM-9X missiles. AIM stands AIM, stands for Air Intercept Missile, air-to-air missiles. You can actually put them on the rails to that. And, you know, that's what I do. I probably tell Lloyd Austin, Lloyd, you call up Shoigu, your counterpart in Russia, say we're going to arm our drones with air-to-air missiles. And if you want to, you know, do something stupid with them, fine, but we're going to shoot with your aircraft down and change the rules of engagement, because all this does, you just increase their boldness and makes us look weak. And you have to respond pretty aggressively. Accident or no accident, stupid maneuver doesn't make any difference. What they did was clearly out of bounds. You know, they were flying over the Black Sea. I'm sure they were heading towards Crimea because of the ability of the sensors on board those drones to pick up stuff. And the Russians just thought, well, I'm just going to play games with it. And it's not going to get any better. It's going to get worse until we take strong action. And we haven't done that. And I don't think we will.
Do you think the Biden administration has the fortitude to continue the drone flights and continue to gather the intelligence? I know you'd like him to go a little further than that, but will he even stay on course with what we're currently doing?
I think they will. I think because we said they're going to try it again, and the Russians are going to do what they've done again and do something kind of stupid. And they're going to, and I don't think we'll pick up on the lessons learned. We're sure not pushing back on the Russians, even though we fly the drones again. We're not preventing them from doing any type of harassment on the drones. What you want to do is have impunity and fly those drones where you want to fly them and tell them that. And I think you have to make sure the Russians understand that, even though they may be bad airmanship or just pure stupidity, that comes from the leadership. Those airplanes didn't do that on their own. They were probably driven there by their air controllers or by their senior officers, and their rules of engagement allowed them to do it.
What is your sense about where we are in terms of a global conflict at this point?
Well, I think when you say global conflict, let's just turn to China. China has been very clear what they're going to do. Just last week, a week ago Monday, President Xi on his party Congress said that he is going to, in his six-year term, which has just started, he's going to resolve the Taiwan unification issue. And we should have taken that pretty seriously when he made comments like that. And I think his window is within the next 2 years, because he's going to look at the Biden administration, which has been relatively weak, and say, if I don't do it within the next 2 years, then I'm going to have a major problem in trying to accomplish long-range unification with Taiwan. And that's pretty concerning to me. When you look at his foreign minister, the equivalent of our Secretary of State, who said that, you know, right now it looks like there's going to be conflict and confrontation. Those are the two words he used, with the United States of America. And you look globally, with you look at what's happening with this administration, when they're supposed to have adults in the room, and I don't think they're there. You look what's happening in Europe with Ukraine. You look what's happening in the Middle East with Iran, which will probably have a nuclear breakout within the year or two. And then you look at what's happening in the Far East, what's happening with China, but also North Korea. And you've got all these, you know, actions happening, and I just seem to, there's people missing. I mean, you don't find Jake Sullivan anywhere. He's the National Security Advisor. You know, Blinken's not talking very much, and you see the president just kind of whistling past the graveyard. You know, when you look at what happened in Crimea, remember, he said Biden kind of allowed this to happen when he made some really foolish comments about, well, you know, small incursions are going to be okay with Russia. He actually said that on television before the Russians invaded. Then on the Obama administration, when he was vice president, the Russians took Crimea. They didn't take it in 4 years under Trump. Nothing happened there. So they look at the leadership, the presidential leadership, they sense weakness, they smell it, they see it, and I think they're going to react to it. So in a global view, this is going to be a very, very dangerous couple of years for us.
Why is it that the Democratic Party or the officials that we have, at least in this administration, do not seem to sense the same danger that a lot of you guys that have worked across multiple administrations serving your country under different presidents at different times seem to have? What nerve ending isn't connecting for them?
There's hope. And the trouble is, hope is not a method. And the fact is, they're looking at it. They're hoping that nothing will explode on their watch. And then when it does, they just walk by it. Look what happened with Afghanistan, Kevin. Within 2 weeks, that was, you know, like, well, that was actually, we got out of there, we're okay. Every time something happens, they ignore it. Look what's happening on the southern border. Yeah. I mean, they're just walking away from that. So every time you turn around, it's almost like, well, just ignore it. And every time you ignore it, adversaries sense and smell weakness. We don't even call China or anybody like that an adversary. We call them competitors. No, France is a competitor. You know, we need to call them out. We need to say that China is an adversary. It's okay to say that, because then your whole mindset changes as well when you do that. We're not willing to do that.
We should be telling the truth. And I think speaking truth clarifies a lot of things. General Keith Kellogg, thank you so much for being with us today. We sure appreciate it.
Thanks, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Stay here.
From the studio that brought you The Chosen.
Abraham.
The Lord came to me last night.
A story that transcends thousands of years.
Take now your son and go to the land of Moriah, and there offer him.
Lord.
His only son. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Spend this Easter with his only son. Go to hisonlysonmovie.com to get your tickets. Only in theaters now.
Did you know color is vital to your health? I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
I've been in show business my entire life. I know when someone's an actor or an actress. And I'd hear Balance of Nature being advertised, and I just thought, these are real people out there. And they seem to just be really telling the truth about this product that they love. So I started using Balance of Nature, and immediately I started seeing results. And I went, oh my gosh, this works. I literally called up the founder, and I said, I've never done this before in my life. I want to tell people about Balance of Nature. I want it to do for them what it's done for me.
Join Kathy Lee Gifford and thousands of people worldwide on a journey to better health. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KLG.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you on this St. Patrick's Day. And it's also, I guess, St. Joseph's Day. Very, very conflicting European entities here. You've got the Irish and the Italians. Anyway, Mr. McCullough, now welcoming Jim Catarfano to the microphone. And Jim, we always appreciate getting to talk with you. Jim heads up the National Security and Foreign Policy section of the Heritage Foundation. And you just authored a piece that appeared in the Washington Times about something I had not heard anything about. What is the Massachusetts Mapping Project?
Yeah, so this is an interesting case study in First Amendment rights. So this is a project that purports to be a bunch of individual citizens banding together to alert people in their region about who's out there and what they're doing, and identifying places where they promote colonialism and imperialism and, you know, threats to democracy and everything else, and say, read this. And what it actually is really a target list for people who are anti-Semitic, and including names, addresses of including U.S. government agencies of things that you should deem evil. Now, I mean, it is not an explicit call to violence to attack these places. But it is everything up to and short of that. And the descriptions are written in the most inflammatory language. So, okay, And the way they did this is they did data mining, right? I mean, literally, they just commercially you go, you get the data, you get addresses and everything else. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. That's perfectly legal or appropriate First Amendment stuff. Here's where it gets a little dicey. One is for people who think that anti-Semitism is a bad, you know, is a bad thing, and that Jew hating is not necessarily something that's healthy. You might have some concerns about that. But then where it gets really interesting is like, well, who are these people? Because when you go to the website, you read the report and everything, it's not really, it gets kind of fuzzy about who these people actually are, what these groups are and everything. So somebody did to them what they did to U.S. government agencies and synagogues and places like that is they did some data mining. And what you discover is that it's not really clear who these band of brave citizens are, but what is suggested and is possible is this is where does the money come from and who's behind this? An analysis, not done by me, but done by some other people, suggests, well, maybe this is foreign money and likely Iranian money. And so this is probably what this is an attempt of foreign influence to actually promote radical extremism, Jew hatred, and even attacking facilities here in the United States. So I think it's a great case study in the First Amendment, which is, you know, people can say wacky, stupid things if they want, but other people can also look at the wacky, stupid things that are being said and start to ask questions about, well, who's really behind this? And so I just think it's the kind of thing that, you know, we need a lot more of scrutiny, because part of this is, you know, there is transparency. You have the right to say whatever you want, but who are you? Why are you saying it? Where's the money coming from? And who's behind this? You know, and if people want a case study to show how this kind of gets out of control, look at these rogue prosecutors. So where we have these incredibly radical prosecutors getting elected to government all over the United States, and it turns out it's not local citizens banding together saying, oh, we need more liberal prosecutors. It's actually money centrally coming from the Open Source Foundation and George Soros and other pushing a political agenda to get people elected. Now, not illegal, I get that, but people should know that so they know, you know, what they're buying.
Yeah, it's always good to you know, kick the tires, so to speak. And you actually write in your piece that when it was launched last June, I think you kind of glossed over this at the beginning of your comments, that this project actually formally called to dismantle dozens of Jewish organizations, including synagogues, schools, homes for people with disabilities, and that, as you said, the anonymous website purports to be run by, you know, young anti-Israel activists from the Boston area, but the Zacher Legal Institute suggests that it's up to 20 international coalition of 20 organizations that are behind it. With what we've had in the United States, particularly with the boycott, divest, and whatever the other thing is, mm-hmm. With the attacks on the synagogues, with all the other demonstrations of anti-Semitism that we have seen, where have the public leaders been in speaking out and speaking up on behalf of American Jewish people?
Well, you know, it's actually quite conflicted in the U.S. I mean, for one thing, I think a lot of Americans just don't see anti-Semitism in the United States as a problem. I think it's something that, you know, dead for decades, but there's kind of two things which have in many ways led to a resurgence of anti-Semitism in the United States. One is kind of the changing nature of the American Jewish population, which is shrinking, becoming more secular, and in many ways becoming much more liberal, and is much more susceptible to arguments about being anti-Israel than before. So the people, the canaries in the mine shaft who would raise the red flag on this, often not only not raising red flags, but actually wind up supporting groups and organizations that are promoting this kind of thing. The second is, I think, is an intense onslaught by foreign sources, particularly Iran and other places, which really kind of foment this in the United States and promote this radicalism. You know, and the third thing is you know, a general kind of increasing lackadaisicalness in the United States to the importance of fundamental human rights like religious liberty.
Yeah.
And who, you know, the willingness to subjugate liberty for political agendas. And you add all that up, and we've seen this kind of creeping, and not just in the United States, we see it in Eastern Europe and other places as well. It's so symptomatic as when the religious liberties of one group are become unimportant, you know, eventually that becomes true for all of us.
Yeah, no, that's true. And I've been telling my evangelical brethren this for a while, but the problem is that there's, in some circles, particularly center and center left, a just growing apathy towards faith at all. Exactly. And so unless you're, you know, and the devout seem to be smaller in number in each of the major faiths. So it's one of those things where you're, you know, even the number of people that are interested in the subject aren't nearly as many as used to be.
Right. If I don't care about religion, why would I care about religious liberty?
Right.
That is not just a slippery slope. That's a cliff that people thought of. I mean, the freedom of expression, freedom of religion, these are fundamental rights that protect the nature of free society. And when we start to compromise on them,
we are compromising on more than just the religious liberty. I mean, the speech issue, when we're starting to say that you cannot call someone a pronoun that's other than what they have in their head about who they are, that you have to ignore their biological scientific sex to call them something other than what is fact. I mean, Jim, we're at a point where we're denying reality now. And we're insisting that everybody else around us does it. And that chokes speech, that infringes on religious liberty, or at least worldview. And yeah, it's not a slippery slope. It's a cliff. Well, good analogy.
The Boston Mapping Project, it feeds exactly into that pathology.
Yeah. Well, thanks for exposing it. And come back when you have more info, and we'll keep following it here. Appreciate you being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Jim Carafano, the great Jim Carafano at the Heritage Foundation, and as written in the Washington Times. Kevin McCullough, Bethany Mandel, next.
When hope is hard to find, a new collection of real-life stories from Fox News' Harris Faulkner reveals how salvation came when it was needed most. Faith still moves mountains. Miraculous stories of the healing power of prayer. Go to foxnewsbooks.com to order now.
Did you know color is vital to your health? I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com, and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
I've been in show business my entire life. I know when someone's an actor or an actress. And I'd hear Balance of Nature being advertised, and I just thought, these are real people out there. And they seem to just be really telling the truth about this product that they love. So I started using Balance of Nature, and immediately I started seeing results. And I went, oh my gosh, this works. I literally called up the founder, and I said, I've never done this before in my life. I want to tell people about Balance of Nature. I want it to do for them what it's done for me.
Join Kathy Lee Gifford and thousands of people worldwide on a journey to better health. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KLG.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Yet to come. Who's yet to come? Who's in the next segment, Nick?
That would be Governor Huckabee.
Governor Huckabee. Oh, man, that's bad. That's real bad. I think Sarah should be the running mate for Trump if he gets the nomination. I think you should pick Sarah. But speaking of brain cramps, my next guest is Bethany Mandel. And Bethany, welcome back. It's good to see you in person a little more than a week ago, and so much fun to see the success that you and Carol are having. But I felt so bad for you, and when the thing happened this week on The Rising, and you were so gracious in how you wrote about it and everything else. But we've all been there. I've had moments where I literally forgot people's names. You know, when you're doing all that you're doing right now, and let me just brag on her for a second. Six kids, people, six kids. And she's on a book tour, and she's a best-selling author now. But anyway, how have you been? How have you been holding up?
I'm pretty good. I'm making some corned beef and cabbage in honor of St. Patrick's Day for my St. Patrick's Day baby.
All right.
But yeah,
oh, wait, you have a St. Patrick's Day baby? Which one?
I do. What? My second is a St. Patrick's Day baby.
So how many is that person today?
He is 8.
Wow. Well, happy birthday, St. Patty's baby, because we don't know the names or identities of any of your children, which is perfectly okay. But, so you had this moment, this woman at The Rising, which this is a online program, right? I mean, it's not on a broadcast network. Which publication is it?
The Hill.
Before you went on the air, she kind of like shocked you, and then you were a little bit stunned and you couldn't answer. Could tell the story for my listeners, because I think some of them probably haven't seen it.
Yeah, so I mean, 32 million people when I last looked at the clip had seen the clip. So a number of people have seen it, I would say.
Wow.
A fair amount. You know, it's the usual Tuesday afternoon. So I was about to go on air, and she had what we call in the industry a hot mic. She was audible to me and didn't realize that she was. And she was kind of scoffing at her co-host and said, I hate parents. Like, they're all just, I mean, I'm sort of paraphrasing because I don't have a recording of it. And
sure.
But basically said, I hate parents. They're all sort of narcissists who breed little versions of themselves for their own narcissism, which is funny because anyone who is a parent knows that parenting is anything but narcissism. Very humbling, in fact.
Wait, Bethany, please tell me that her co-host said, well, where do you think you came from?
Her co-host, who I like and admire very much, sort of brushed it off and was like, yeah, well, there's some good ones and some bad ones. Kind of like, I am not getting into this with you. And then we jumped on air and I was like, oh. Like, and I messaged a friend who knew her and said, like, what am I about to walk into? Like, who is this person? Is
like a buzzsaw. Exactly.
Yeah, like, come at me publicly on, and she didn't. She asked me a fair question, but by that point, I was, like, so flustered that I, like, lost my train of thought when she asked me the definition of what is woke, which is, a pertinent question when you've written a book about sort of wokeness and childhood. But I sort of lost my train of thought for a minute, and I eventually found it, but the clip went viral anyway. You know, we've sold a lot of books.
which is the best revenge out of all of it, yes.
Exactly. We were before this bestsellers. We were on the Amazon and Publishers Weekly list as bestsellers. And at this rate, we'll be on it again next week. So, thanks very
much. That's a huge accomplishment, and you and Carol are to be congratulated. Obviously, I'm a huge cheerleader, believe in what you guys are doing, not because I like you as people alone, though I do, but I believe in the message of the book so strongly. We've talked a lot about how the left just uses children as pawns. They don't really like kids. They don't respect children. They want to kill them. They want to butcher them. They want to mutilate them. They want to do all kinds of stuff. This is a bunch of what your book is about, actually. But Breonna Joy Gray, you're sitting there co-hosting. Who gave birth to you? Don't you think there's someone that took, you know, mercy and kindness towards you, raised you, and now you get to sit in the legacy of that and just mock the process? Like, this is very, very difficult to accept.
I mean, I think a lot of it is their own feelings of emptiness, because they're not leading the happiest of lives. They're not leading the most fulfilled of lives. And
that's very insightful.
I'm very happy for her that she's hosting a online-only television show that, you know, this is the first time anyone's really ever talked about it. You're welcome. But I hope it's worth it.
When you're in it for yourself, when you're in it for your own agenda, when you're in it for just to please you, it's going to lead you to unhappy places and draw unhappy conclusions. And it sounds like that's what she did. Friends, if you have not yet picked up a copy of Stolen Youth, you simply have to do it. It is the doctrinal handbook on what's going on with wokeness and kids and the culture today. And Bethany Mandel is one of the co-authors. Carol Markowitz, one of our other favorites around here, is the other one. And it is just must reading for you. Bethany, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks so much, Kevin.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back. See, my brain cramp's over. Governor Huckabee next. Stay with us.
From the studio that brought you The Chosen.
Abraham,
the Lord came to me last night.
A story that transcends thousands of years.
Take now your son and go to the land of Moriah, and there offer him,
Lord,
his only son. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Spend this Easter with his only son. Go to hisonlysonmovie.com to get your tickets. Only in theaters now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Everyone is talking about Jesus' revolution. Witness the untold origin story.
Our country is a dark and divided place, but now there's hope, and it's spreading.
Of the last spiritual awakening in American history.
This is your home, and I want you to tell all your friends about it.
Jesus' Revolution, starring Jonathan Roumie and Kelsey Grammer. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Jesus' Revolution, only in theaters now.
Did you know color is vital to your health? I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
From the studio that brought you The Chosen.
Abraham,
the Lord came to me last night.
A story that transcends thousands of years.
Take now your son and go to the land of Moriah, and there offer him,
Lord,
his only son. rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Spend this Easter with his only son. Go to hisonlysonmovie.com to get your tickets. Only in theaters now.
He is one of the longest-serving governors in American history, a two-time presidential candidate, a top-rated Fox News Channel host, and all of that before being known as Sarah's dad, Governor Mike Huckabee, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
And, you know, Nick, I'm thinking we may have to change the open for this segment because Sarah may end up being one of the shortest-serving governors in American history because when Trump names her to the ticket, I mean, she's not even going to have been in office for 2 years at the time. So we're going to have to, Huckabee's longest and shortest serving governors in American history. Anyway, Governor Mike Huckabee is back with us. You trade that in for the vice presidency, right? If he said, Sarah, I need you to come help me make America great again, that would be understandable, right?
Well, you know, I think she's so focused on being governor. She doesn't even entertain the
great answer.
You know,
great answer, Governor. But that's not what I asked.
Yeah, but I don't think she's, she's even of the notion that it would make sense to barely be in office and then suddenly be thrust into that. There may come the time. Well, will come the time. But right now, I think she's got the integrity of understanding that she asked for a job that has a 4-year deal, and she'll do that 4-year deal. I'm always frustrated with people who run for an office, and as soon as they get sworn in, they start running for something else. And I'm thinking, I thought you told us you wanted this job. We gave it to you. Now, by gosh, do it.
Now, does that count if it's a second term?
Yes, it does. Now, here's what I would say. Clear. I think that any person holding office should be able to run for the office they currently hold. But if they want to run for an office they don't hold, while they're holding an office, they ought to have to resign that office in order to go and get the new job. Let me tell you this. You have a television and a radio show in Salem broadcasting.
Yes, yes.
If on any given day, the executives at Salem, who are very good people, and I know them, but if they found out that you were out interviewing with some other radio and television conglomerate and trying to pitch your job to another place, I'm going to tell you, they'd probably say, Kevin, if you're so anxious to leave where you are,
yeah, why don't you just go?
Yeah, we set you free, my brother.
I do think that the vice presidency is slightly different from the standpoint that you don't really campaign for that. That's something that when somebody's putting their team together, they tap you on the shoulder and say, hey, I want you to help me do this job. And I think the best thing Sarah can do, whether she's tapped on the shoulder by Mr. Trump or not, is to make Arkansas as unflippin' believable as she can possibly make it. And she's doing it in very short order, as we are seeing already. But I will tell you that if he chose her, I wouldn't be upset. I wouldn't shed one tear. I'd love to see a Huckabee on the ticket. And I think that the Trump Huckabee ticket could be very, very powerful. We'll have to leave that little discussion for another day. I just spoke with Keith Kellogg earlier in the show, and we talked a little bit about China. You just got back from Taiwan. What is going on there? And from your perspective, are they a people that are sensing that there is a war footing afoot from China themselves?
I mean, since the existence of Taiwan, when the Republic of China was formed and Chiang Kai-shek led the revolution to come there and break from the communists, there's always been nervous tension between the People's Republic of China, which is anything but, it's the communist version, and the Republic of China, which is Taiwan. And you can still sense it. And I think the saber rattling that China is doing now certainly creates a little bit of tension. But generally, the people of Taiwan are not panicked. They're working hard, building a phenomenal economy and a freedom-loving nation. It is a real oasis in the Pacific Rim for entrepreneurial activity, capitalism, and liberty. And it's one of those places where I wish more Americans appreciated what's happening on that little island. That aside, look, they have to always be vigilant, and they are being very careful, recognizing that because Putin basically got no resistance from the United States marching into Ukraine, other than we've given him some hardware, I think it's emboldened Xi a little bit in China to say, you know, as long as Joe Biden's in the White House, if we're going to make a move, this may be the moment.
is there a sense that America, no matter how defunct and dysfunctional our current administration is there a sense that we will stand with Taiwan if China decides to go hostile?
I think generally the Taiwan people, and particularly their government officials, recognize that the U.S. has been one of the few friends they've had, albeit when Jimmy Carter had us walk out of the United Nations and that disgraceful action of denying our friendship with Taiwan so that we could give a big wet kiss to the communists. It still pains me to see that moment when they packed up their things and were forced to leave. But deep down, they know that both parties, and this is one of those rare things where Democrats and Republicans in America really agree that Taiwan is our friend and we must stand with them and make it clear that an attack on Taiwan, it's not quite NATO, not that we have a contractual obligation, but I think we have a moral obligation, and people recognize that we would not let the communists just roll over them without some level of intervention.
I know that this kind of irritates Xi. Are you in favor of our high-profile people being there and being there maybe more frequently now?
Absolutely, I am. I think we need to make it very clear that we embrace freedom. We embrace those who share the values that we have and upon which our country is built, and that we don't look the other way when people who believe in families and freedom are bullied. We just don't. It's the same thing. You're walking down the street and you see some thug who's beating up on a kid. Do you just get out your cell phone and take pictures and post it? Or do you intervene, even at the risk of your own life, to stop it? Well, I hope to God we have some people left in this country who would intervene to try to save the kid from having the sense beat out of him. Yeah. And that's how I'd like to think the United States will still behave in a situation like that.
Governor, what's on the big Huckabee Today broadcast this weekend?
Well, as you know, Congressman Mark Green has been down to the border this week holding hearings, pretty explosive hearings, when the Border Patrol chief basically said the border is out of control. Everything that Mayorkas is saying is not true. And this is the guy who works for Mayorkas, so it's pretty powerful. Well, Mark Green is going to be on our show. We'll be talking about that border crisis and the hearings that happened down there. We've got some great comedy on the show tonight. And Lily Knowles, who you remember from the Edwin Hawkins Singers, Oh Happy Day, and the great hits, she's going to be with us tonight, and she'll be rocking the house with some great old-fashioned gospel music.
That's Governor Huckabee, and you have to forgive him. He thinks it's Saturday because he just got off the plane from Taiwan. That's tomorrow night and Sunday, 8-11. And maybe I just threw him off with the whole vice presidential thing. I'm sorry, Governor. I didn't mean to mess you up. I know you're in a weird time zone. Anyway, thanks for being here.
Always a pleasure, Kevin. Thank you.
You got it. There he goes. Huckabee Today, 8-11, Saturday and Sunday. Check it out. And check out That Kevin Show on Salem News Channel in between 9 p.m. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
From the studio that brought you The Chosen.
Abraham.
The Lord came to me last night.
A story that transcends thousands of years.
Take now your son and go to the land of Moriah and there offer him.
Lord.
His only son. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Spend this Easter with his only son. Go to hisonlysonmovie.com to get your tickets. Only in theaters now.
I've been in show business my entire life. I know when someone's an actor or an actress. And I'd hear Balance of Nature being advertised, and I just thought, these are real people out there. And they seem to just be really telling the truth about this product that they love. So I started using Balance of Nature, and immediately I started seeing results. And I went, oh my gosh, this works. I literally called up the founder, and I said, I've never done this before in my life. I want to tell people about Balance of Nature. I want it to do for them what it's done for me.
Join Kathy Lee Gifford and thousands of people worldwide on a journey to better health. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KLG.
color is vital to your health? I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Everyone is talking about Jesus' revolution. Witness the untold origin story.
Our country is a dark and divided place, but now is hope, and it's spreading.
Of the last spiritual awakening in American history.
This is your home, and I want you to tell all your friends about it.
Jesus Revolution, starring Jonathan Rumi and Kelsey Grammer. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Jesus Revolution, only in theaters now.
You need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, just by way of a mention, programming alert, tomorrow night, 9 p.m., Salem News Channel, which is available on every television everywhere. It's online at snc.tv, snc.tv. You can download the app for any Android, Roku, Apple phone, iPad, any tablet device. Just download the Salem News Channel app and install it, and you can get it. It's absolutely free. And tomorrow night, investigative journalist James Rosen on the court career of one Antonin Scalia, fitness instructor Jane Ann Benira, musician Lauren Daigle, thespian Max McLean, and comedian. Erica Rhodes, and she's going to be hilarious. I've already been previewing some of her act. Speaking of hilarious, this is not a parody.
You guys are so good. You guys are so good. You played hard. You played to the very last second. You made all us Bison so, so proud. You hustled out there. You are smart. You are disciplined. You put everything you had into the game. And you know, that's what it's about, right? Until the last minute. You guys did that. You didn't.
That's Kamala Harris visiting the Howard men's basketball locker room after they got blown out by 30 points yesterday in the opening round of the men's tournament. And you did good. You hustled. We Bison are everywhere. She kept going.
Until the last second, you did not stop. And that is so inspiring.
That you lost by 30 points.
You keep playing with chin up and shoulders back.
Yeah. Couldn't see the basket, but your chin was up and shoulders were back.
Who Bison are.
They're losers by 30 points.
I mean, literally what you have done is in historic proportion.
Yeah, big loss. Yeah. That's how historic it is. Friends, I used to coach. No joke, I actually coached on the college level. I was a senior assistant. If anybody had showed their face in our locker room after a 30-point blowout in the national tournament, people would have been throwing basketballs at them. Don't do that. And don't go in there with your not a speck of athletic ability or experience yourself and start talking to them like they are kindergartners. Johnny, you did so good. You hustled and you got your butt kicked by 34 points in your, you know, it was historic what you did. She went on to say later in the speech that when she was at Howard, because of course it had to be all about her, right? It couldn't have just been about, guys, you tried really hard. Appreciate the effort. I'm proud of you. Go get them next time and then be done. No, you had to have a whole 2 minutes of, you guys are so special. In my day, we were just lucky if we had games, much less getting to come to the tournament. Friends, that person is one heartbeat away from the presidency. It's like she's that woman at the bar that has always had like six skinny margaritas and doesn't realize that she doesn't know what she's talking about. Kevin McCullough, we'll see you next time.